one pissed off Puerto Rican, tired of all the bullshit and lies, started a radio show determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror in their faces, he kicks them in the balls. This is the Garage Shot Radio Show. And now here's your host, Louis B. Radio's Loudmouth Spick. Happy holidays.
Yo, what's up? Welcome to the Garage Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war on bullshit. We will do anything we can to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you are angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk Radio. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I am your host, Louis B. I don't hold my tongue or censor myself. I attack the issues I don't agree with and drag them into the sunlight with the aggression and anger it deserves. I will do anything and everything to expose anyone, even if I have to disguise who I am to do it. I'm also joined, I am lucky to be joined with today, my co-host Glenn Z, who's founder of We Are Change New Jersey and is a synchro mystic scholar. He educates the people of his community of Jersey City with street actions and culture jamming. I am honored to have him as a co-pilot as we drop info nukes on the enemy. Today we're going to be talking about mind control in music and in hip hop or popular music. Mind control is a psychological tactic to subvert an individual's control of his or her own thinking, behavior, emotions, or decision making. The tactic we explained on Monday was how they use the news media to spread their propaganda. Today we will explain how the New World Order uses music to push their agenda. In some popular hip-hop songs, there seems to be a lot of subliminal messages. In fact, it seems that hip-hop is the new Satan music. The reason I say this is that the devil is known for trying to stay hidden and also trying to discredit God. However, in some metal, they're upfront with their worship of Satan, and those types of bands are seem to be a dying breed. Not many metal bands out there that worship Satan anymore. But with hip-hop, they call for the murder of Jesus, and many occult symbols and terms are in many hip-hop songs. Some of you may already know who I'm talking about or what songs are there. We got Vortex in the chat room. But if anybody wants to call in, here's the number right now. Call the Crash Out Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980. Alrighty, that is the number. Just waiting for my co-host to call in. But really think about it. Nowadays you actually hear many occult symbolisms, many occult symbology. It's made it into hip hop. It's become cool. Even they've hidden certain images. But certain images, certain hand gestures are used. You might have seen pictures of certain rappers, rap stars shaking hands in a certain way to get this going. So we got we drug Vortex out of bed. He's listening. We got Friar Hawk. How you doing, Friar Hawk? He's up in the chat room in crotchshotradio.com/listenlive, which is where usually all the cool people come. We got Enemy Combatant. He's coming on now. We're gonna be getting through this. But before we get started with our topic fully, we need the prayer from Reverend X. The prayer for good radio. Now, where the hell did I put it? Uh-oh. Where? Ah, shit. Uh-oh. Where the hell is Reverend X? Yes.
1-2-1-2.
Coming in loud and clear. Coming in, we're bombing them.
Not as loud as I'd like. Let me actually sign out and restart. This is pissing me off right here. I can't change my mic setting for some reason.
You're coming in loud and clear, though.
Really? It's not muffled at all?
No.
God damn it. This stupid program.
Yeah, that's what it is. But we're hearing you loud and clear. But let's give the prayer for good radio.
In the name of Jesus, repeat it after me, bitch. I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. God Almighty, you know, ruler of heaven and earth and every goddamn thing in between. You understand me now? You trust in the devil, huh? Well, if God send the devil in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, then motherfucker, you fucked up, huh? You fucked up, huh? You know your ass is doomed. What you got to speak? If you don't know shit to speak on this topic I'm bringing up, shut your goddamn ass up. Man, I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. No matter how you come with me, if you down doing what I'm talking about doing, lawyers and get this book open. Trained in these words to get the poor, the fatherless, and the widows up out of them penitentiaries. If you down with that? You ain't down with that? Shut your goddamn ass up.
Amen, Reverend. Amen. Shut your goddamn ass up. So we exactly. We actually we're gonna be talking about Jay-Z. Jay-Z's been a little especially in our circles, in our world, in our section of society, Jay-Z's pretty much been exposed as a Masonic puppet. With a lot of his occult lyrics and clothing, his clothing.
But the people love it, though.
Yeah, of course. I mean, because they don't really get it, and it's like it's a nice beat. It seems like they're hypnotized.
Let's
by
Let's hear
the beat.
It for New York. More like, let's hear it for Bilderberg.
Yes. And the Trilateral Commission, they will rob you.
We ordered gay prostitutes to the White House.
UN. Bombing the babies. Is it something like that? I can't flow. I don't got no flow.
So the point is, you know, while it's all wrapped in this nice clothing, you know, very patriotic sounding, very, you know, even romantic in some cases, you think, oh, you know, he's such a good songwriter. But really, if you examine the lyrics of these songs very closely, you'll see that most of the time, they're about worshiping Satan. I mean, literally.
Yeah.
And that's some shit I couldn't believe until I really started doing my research into it. But a lot of these people really are devilish, aren't they, Louis?
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, I was at my cousin's, and
I don't like using that term, satanic.
When I was at my my cousin's house visiting, was watching MTV, which is
Masonic television.
Masonic television, exactly. Thank you. Was watching Rihanna, which we're gonna get into. One of her songs, Russian Roulette, her new single. I had to stop watching it. It was like really freaking me out how evil it looked, how dark. I mean, and I'm a negative person. I'm usually a very negative person, but I was like, what the hell is going on? But, yeah, it seems like since the start of Jay-Z's career, he has made it a point to incorporate Masonic occult symbols to his lyrics.
Whoa, what just happened, man? You cut out. Yo, are you there, man? You cut out.
Yeah, we just had some technical difficulties. I got bounced out of Skype. I don't know what happened. They're fucking with us. Holy shit. And my co-host just hangs up. I don't know why he hangs up. Oh god. Yeah, let me call him. Where is he? And he's not online. He's not online at all. Okay. I really sorry for the technical snafu, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, we are being attacked. This is no doubt we're being attacked here. Whenever we talk about really big issues like this, they like to shut us down. Firehawk, if you want to call in, feel free. You know, you can either contact me through Skype or whatnot. Let me try calling my co-host and see what's going on. Hey, that makes no sense. Why would he just hang up? Oh man, alrighty. Let me dial pad. Bad people. Alright, so we're still discussing the issue. We're still live. Now we gotta freaking try to regroup as quickly as possible. In fact, let me take a quick break. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Oh, no, you know, I'm going to have to call him, so.
Hi, this is... I'm not here right now.
Oh, we're screwed now. So, anyways, yeah, Jay-Z in his latest video called Run This Town, featuring Rihanna and Kanye West, contains occult symbolism related to secret societies. It has been it's been rumored that Jay-Z is part of some sort of occult order, probably Freemasonry, due to the hints slipped in by his songs and his imagery, Run This Town. Yeah. Yeah, why isn't he picking up his freaking phone? It makes no sense. I think shit on a stick. It's gonna end up being one of them days today. I hate when there's like a technical snafu, it just ruins the whole flow of the show. Shit. Alrighty. Now he's not picking up, he hangs up, it makes no freaking sense to me. Let me call him. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. This segment of the Crotch Shot Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat. 100% union-made apparel. Just check them out. Go to thecrotchshotradioshow.com and click the top banner. That is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crotch Shot Radio Show sent you.
Well, do you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
When you visit the Crotch Shot Radio Show website, please make it a habit to click on two or three of the small Google ads. Google pays Crotch Shot Radio a few cents per click-through. We know that Google is a mainstream outlet, but we are using their tools in order to spread the truth. Please visit CrotchShotRadio.com every day. Are you tired of all the bullshit in the world? The time for political correctness is over. Listen to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, hosted by Louis B. with Betty Carnero and Enemy Combatant, live Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern on CrotchShotRadio.com. Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials. No more busy signals, waiting on hold, or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prizes. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter. Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
1, 2, ready, go.
Obama, 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 Obama.
Cause I got a crush on Obama.
He's Barack Obama, he's on to save the day.
Yes, he can, yes.
This is Glenn Z. Are you sick and tired of all the mindless Obama worship in the mainstream media? If so, please consider visiting my website, www.wearechangenewjersey.org.
You can see that an aircraft crashing into the World Trade Center would probably not do anything.
There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out a new world order.
Blowing the lid off the sacred myth. 9/11/2001, A Space Odyssey, a Glenn Zarmanoff film, coming winter 2009.
All right, well, we gotta push through with the show. Seems like my co-host is having some technical difficulties himself. So, yeah, we were talking about Jay-Z. Hopefully, Miguelito could call in. You know, hopefully he could call in and, yeah, help me discuss this.
Guayando.
There you go. So, yeah. So, so where was I? Yes, Jay-Z is part of some sort of occult order, probably Freemasonry, due to his hints slipped in his songs and his imagery. Run This Town certainly adds fuel to the fire. In the video, Jay-Z deception, the Forerunner 777 explains that throughout his career, each album has an occult Masonic meaning. In his latest release, Empire State of Mind, he has a lyric in there. One of the lyrics are, "Jesus can't save you. Life starts when the church ends." Which seems like, it seems like that Jay-Z is actively fighting God himself. He's trying to push his agenda. As some of you may know, some of you may not. The Freemasonry is basically is to worship Satan. Oops, hold on, we got a caller. We got enemy combatant back on.
Hello.
Hey guys. Sorry, I had a power outage. It just totally knocked down my internet and my whole house just now.
Damn. Yeah,
hey, can you guys hear me? Good,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man, come through loud and clear.
Yep.
Cool. I'm calling for my job, man.
Oh. So, yeah, what
How's everybody doing?
Yeah, well, we just had, like, a technical...
I hope you don't wiretap your ass.
Yeah, right? I got my ass wiretapped.
Yeah, remember that when the iPhone came out? InfoWars had an article with a picture of a shopper holding a box of an iPhone, and the caption was, "Yay, I just got my ass wiretapped by the government."
Yeah, but Alex is constantly saying that he loves his iPod. I don't know what... Alex Jones probably got himself an iPhone.
He likes to listen to podcasts of himself.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious if he does. Well, actually, no, that wouldn't be...
He subscribes to InfoWars.
Hey, I subscribe to myself, so... So, I mean, not that I listen to myself, but I just download them, you know, just so I can have the archive ready on my system, you know, so something already cleaned up, which, oh, goodness, is going to be fucking fantastic, me having to edit this show.
So, Miguel, how long you got with us tonight?
I'll be here, I'm leaving... from New York to New Jersey, probably 6 o'clock. So I'll be here for another half hour, however long it takes to get to Jersey. Then I'll jump back on when I get it, and I'll take it.
Yeah, give me a call when you're back in Jersey.
Cool.
All right, so yeah, so what do you guys think?
Oh, yeah, what did I miss?
Yeah, we started talking about Jay-Z, and got into the Empire State of Mind. One of the lyrics that says Jesus can't save you.
Doesn't the title of that song alone disturb you? I mean, that's something that nobody ever thinks about. The fact that the nickname for New York is the Empire State, and yet we're all pretending that America is this tiny little republic, but really we have grown into an empire.
Yeah. I mean,
sort of like an evil empire.
Yeah.
You know, I actually have been watching videos about that whole thing. There's a whole bunch of religious YouTube videos about Christians talking about, you know, they break down the lyrics and saying that Jay-Z is...
Yeah, like that pastor that Louis posted who played the Jay-Z 666 thing. And then people were commenting on saying that, oh, that's fake, or you made that up.
Well, I mean, look, the thing is, one of my favorite YouTube videos, yeah, he's a Christian, and you know what? I do share a lot of his views when it comes to his religious views, because, I mean, look, I'm probably going to stick my foot in my mouth again, but let's not pretend that in the Bible, homosexuality is not a sin. It clearly says men who lie with men do not enter into the kingdom of God. Clearly it says that. Do I think gays are bad people? No, of course not. Do I think gays need to get their asses kicked? No, of course I don't. But I'm not gonna pretend that it's not in there, and you know what? I don't agree with that lifestyle at all. I don't. You know, it's not like I'm not gonna go to any gay clubs or gay parties. I still feel uncomfortable when I see two men holding hands. I'm uncomfortable when I see two men kissing. Whenever I see it on television or anywhere else, I quickly change the channel or log off. I don't wanna see that.
There's a lot of things that people don't want to see. You know, there's a million things people don't want to see.
I mean, call me if I'm.
Just not look.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm gonna get called homophobic, then fine. But the point I'm trying to make is the forerunner. He uses Bible passages to successfully not debunk.
I mean, in my humble opinion, I don't really like him all that much because I think his reliance on Bible verse takes away from his credibility. Because most people watching it don't like Christian fundamentalists. They're against Freemasons and the New World Order, not because they're Christian, but because clearly the message is evil. It's, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'd be better if he just stuck to, like, the facts about Jay-Z. Although I do agree that you need to fill the void with something. I mean, obviously, you know, most people are godless, so they don't have anything to fill that void. So I see where he's coming from, but he could do a little bit better. I think he exaggerates, and he just sensationalizes a lot in his videos. Like, I was watching the stuff he posted, and, like, the first two videos, he's like, Obama is Hitler. Obama's healthcare plan is Hitler's healthcare plan. And he says the same thing, like, 5 times. It's like, I get it, buddy. You know, just move on to your next point already.
Mm-hmm.
He could just polish his performance a little better.
Right.
But I feel him 100% of the sentiment. The Jay-Z deception, that was an excellent piece.
I've actually never seen that. Jay-Z deception.
Huh? Yeah, you really...
Yeah, the Jay-Z deception is like 12 parts.
Yeah, I posted all his new video, Homogenization, there you mm-hmm. go, by 4Runner777. It's I mean, look, I disagree with you, with Glenn, that using the Bible verses is overkill, because I grew up, you know, having to make a point. When you're making a point why something is wrong, using the Bible, because if they're gonna be using Satan worship, how else are you gonna fight the Satan worship than with God? You have to use the Bible.
We're supposed to be a Christian nation, and we're supposed to have some sort of religious morals. That would be a good defense using the Bible.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm thinking. Right. I mean,
well, I don't know. I'm pretty much torn between the both of you, but yeah, I see what you're trying to say.
Yeah. So I mean, yeah, so that's pretty much it. We have a question in the chat room. What do we think about Disturbed? I really like Disturbed.
The band?
Yeah. In fact, I use one of their song, like a few seconds of their song, as bumper music when I'm coming out of commercial, like this. Determination is incorruptible. Terror to behold. We unavoidable. Every broken. I don't know. It gets me going. It's like. I mean, they don't talk about Satan in my mind. It's they're talking about the rage inside of us, the pain of loss. If like let's say someone commits, their song about won't go to heaven. She's another lost soul, about to be mine again.
Oh, I think it's about time for a break.
Yeah. So yeah, we got. Yeah, we do. 2 more minutes. But yeah, no, I have no problem with Disturbed. I mean, from the lyrics that I've read, there's nothing occult or demonic about them. It's more about rage based. It's more emotion than calling to Satan. I mean, there is
and
no.
Let's be clear. The word occult doesn't mean evil. Occult just simply means hidden.
Hidden. Yep.
And so you could have occult symbolism used for good as well.
Christianity was the religion when it was hidden from most of the world.
I mean, basically, all these groups are doing through their music and through their propaganda and their movies is taking ancient wisdom and converting it to their own nefarious marketing campaign, you know? There's nothing wrong with the triangle. The triangle is possibly the strongest, most stable shape in the universe. It's the most basic shape, 3 sides, and it's one of the most recognized symbols ever. You know, just because Jay-Z is throwing up triangles doesn't mean the triangle is bad. It's just what is he using it for? Is to initiate people into his cult. So it goes both ways, double-edged sword.
Right. Okay, well, we gotta gonna go to commercial. So this is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, kicking the issues in the zibos. Enjoy. Very nice. Why do I keep fucking doing that?
This segment of the Crotch Shot Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat. 100%.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah?
Louis, you cut out again. Because what happened first was Louis cut out, and then my system crashed. So I don't know what happened this time, but he cut out the first time as well. Louis, are you there?
What the fuck is going on?
Oh, jeez.
This is like a conference call service, right? They were using for to communicate.
Yeah, we don't have a real call-in line. He has an online number. That's why we have to enter the show ID and all that other stuff.
Right.
Yeah, Louis, this is unbelievable, but we got to carry on through the break. I guess if you're just tuning in,
you are on.
Yeah, this is starting to get bullshit right now.
Ah, Louis's back.
This is really starting to fucking suck my balls. What the fuck? You know?
But
now it's starting to cut out on me. I mean, I think, shit. I really should have restarted. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
It's HARP.
Yeah.
It's the HARP program.
It's the goddamn HARP. It's making strange weather patterns just specifically in the studio right now.
It's raining in my living room.
It's
right
raining
now.
In my yeah, fucking HARP. How they do that? Now I gotta mess up. Everything's fucking wet.
Well, while we're here, assuming we're going to go to commercial still, but what do you guys think about Juggalos?
What?
No, it's like a countercultural movement where people dress up as clowns to try to reject the status quo. It's kind of like punk, except it's a mix of emo, metal, and rap. It's like various different cultures coalescing in this one movement.
Yeah, the insane clown posse.
That's where it was started from. But there's a lot of different people who
that just sounds like shenanigans.
It's not like I used to think it was like devil worship shit, but these people claim to be anti New World Order.
Yeah, they're like more of anarchists, kind of. They just want to break all structural things down and just have a regular.
And then it says right here, I'm looking at the wiki entry. Several well-known figures have identified themselves as juggalos, including professional wrestlers and even rappers, Chuck D. and MERS and Vanilla Ice consider themselves juggalos.
Wow, MERS is in there too? I like MERS.
Yeah, I like MERS and Chuck D.
Yeah, I like
not so much Vanilla Ice, but this is interesting though. I didn't know that they considered themselves juggalos.
I kind of like steampunk.
Steampunk?
Steampunk, yeah.
Nice.
Yes. We're nothing but airship pirates. We're full of hot air and it's all the same. No?
So what do the juggalos actually do? Do they go out and, like, you know, have events? Or do they
I guess their lifestyle is, like, revolution through music. They believe in... It's kind of weird. It's kind of like hyphy, but like an underground hyphy. You know what hyphy is? It's a West Coast movement that basically encourages partying and, like, drugs and, like, just shaking your ass, basically.
Yeah. I've actually, some girl from California that I was talking to told me about that.
The juggalos are the same thing, except it's about having a good time by headbanging.
Well, hey, it sounds good to me.
Yeah.
As long as it's not an organization based on... you know, putting down society and,
I mean, yeah, we like being uncensored, so I guess I support that.
Yeah, hey. It's pretty hard for me to be censored.
Although I wouldn't paint my face in clown makeup.
I would hope not.
At least not all the time. I mean, maybe once.
Yeah, I don't know about all the time. I hear that stuff stays on your face after a while.
Yeah. As we go to break, I'm gonna just send you these funny pictures.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're gonna try this. This again. Actually, let me get the Christmas commercial. Let me get that Christmas commercial going.
Murder, Jesus.
Wow.
December 26, 6, 6.
Yeah, all right. So, yeah, this is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Kicking the issues in the balls. Have your fingers crossed. Hopefully that don't get fucking bumped off again.
This segment of the Crotch Shot Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat. 100% union-made apparel. Just check them out. Go to thecrotchshotradioshow.com and click the top banner. That is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crotch Shot Radio Show sent you.
Whether you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
This holiday season, instead of thinking of which fucking iPod to buy and rushing to stores and crushing Walmart employees, here's something to think about. Read from the Citizens Rulebook, a summary of the Communist Manifesto. Communist Manifesto represents a misguided philosophy which teaches the citizens to give up their rights for the sake of the common good. But it always ends in a police state. This is called preventative justice. Control is the key concept. These are 10 points to look out. Abolition of private property. Heavy progressive income tax. Abolition of all rights of inheritance. Confiscation of property of all immigrants and rebels. A central bank. Government control of communications and transportation. Government ownership of factories and agriculture.
government control of labor, corporate farms, regional planning, government control of education. Can anyone see this happening now in the United States, in the Constitutional Republic of the United States? Something to think about. Happy holidays from the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
When you visit the Crotch Shot Radio Show website, please make it a habit to click on two or three of the small Google ads. Google pays Crotch Shot Radio a few cents per click-through. We know that Google is a mainstream outlet, but we are using their tools in order to spread the truth. Please visit CrotchShotRadio.com every day.
Are you tired of all the bullshit in the world? The time for political correctness is over. Listen to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, hosted by Louis B. with Benny Carnero and Enemy Combatant, live Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern on CrotchShotRadio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials. No more busy signals, waiting on hold, or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prizes. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter. Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
1, 2, ready, go.
Obama, 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 Obama.
'Cause I got a crush on Obama.
He's Barack Obama, he's on to save the day.
Yes, he can, yes.
Yes, we can.
This is Glenn Z. Are you sick and tired of all the mindless Obama worship in the mainstream media? If so, please consider visiting my website, www.wearechangenewjersey.org.
You can see that an aircraft crashing into the World Trade Center would probably not do anything.
There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out a new world order.
Blowing the lid off the sacred myth. 9/11/2001, A Space Odyssey, a Glenn Zarmanoff film, coming winter 2009.
And we're back! Welcome back to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We're talking about mind control in the music. We're gonna talk about, how's about this year's VMAs? VMA Music Awards, they focus on a very limited number of artists.
Nothing to see here, folks.
Nothing to see here. This is actually Vigilant Citizen, from this Vigilant Citizen article, at vigilantcitizen.com/P=2191. I wish he would have easier links like we do at crutchoutradio.com, so that way we could, So anyways, yes. This year's VMAs were very different. Yes, while ignoring many others who were equally successful, the chosen artists became characters in the Viet Minh ceremony and acted out different ritual dramas. This might sound totally crazy to the average MTV viewer, but those acquainted with the practices of occult orders, such as Freemasonry, can decode the references to sacred rituals. There are numerous types of fraternities and rituals, from the most noble to the most infernal, and they have existed throughout history. The VMAs were decisively inspired by dark, sinister, and even satanic ceremonies.
Well, actually, you guys were talking about homosexuality before, and I just wanted to mention that not was only this stage, but remember the whole incident with Bruno lowering his butt cheeks into Eminem's face? I'm sure that was staged as well.
Of course it was.
Yeah, no, it was. It was already proven it was.
Oh, yeah. Eminem would have beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, well, you don't know. You don't know
so
that.
Basically, it's all there to condition us that, you know, being gay is funny, that it's cool, that it's no big deal.
I mean, but look, if you choose that route, and I hate having a backpedal, but, you know, shit. I mean, look, fuck it. You know, I don't agree with it. I don't agree with the lifestyle. I never will. I'll never understand
it. It's a eugenics operation. Plain and simple.
I mean, look, I don't understand it. I don't agree with it. It really bothers me. It bothers me. It still does. And if there are people out there listening that want to call me a homophobe because of it, you know what? Look at yourself. You want me to freaking allow you to have freedom of speech to protest, to do whatever you want, and fucking throw it in my face, yet you can't handle it because I don't understand it? Or the fact that I think, you know, if you don't like it, fuck your mother, alright? There you go.
It's not even that we don't understand it, it's just don't shove your cock down my throat.
And look, wow. Don't shove your... Yeah, and don't back your ass up at me because I ain't fucking it. Shit. I mean, if you're a butch and you're female, I might think about it because I think that would just be hilarious. I would probably fuck a bull dyke. I would. I probably would.
Well, yeah, turning lesbians out is fun.
Yes, it is.
I love the direction the show's going through right now. Loving this.
Oh, man.
I agree.
The VMAs, though, seriously, it's out of all these different musicians, only a so-called few get to make it to the spotlight, and then you wonder why that is. When you start to look at their associations, you see that they all belong to the same club or the same recording company or... they were all in the same fraternity or something, like the Mickey Mouse Club, when they were younger. So you can't even really call them musicians. All they are is tools for this big music industry to brainwash us.
Yeah, I mean, look, like Lady Gaga's performance, she's hanging around...
You mean the suicide that she did on stage?
Yeah, what the fuck was that about?
She's dripping blood.
Yeah, how the... What the fuck? Seriously, what the fuck
and
was that about?
And people were like, yay.
They're like, yay, Lady Gaga, word, yes.
Yeah, what? Like, what? No. I'm like, I'll be the only one like, do you have a problem with this? No one has a problem with this?
No one noticed the theme colors of the VMAs and the American Music Awards were occult colors, red, white, and black.
No one has a problem with
this. Don't worry. Soon they'll be just throwing shit into the audience, literally just pissing all over the audience, and the audience will be like, yay.
Drinking the piss and eating the shit.
I mean, Marilyn Manson, the CNN covered the fact that when they were doing their thing on swine flu, Marilyn Manson had the swine flu, and he was actually caught on video blowing his nose all over the audience, and the people loved it. The YouTube comments actually said, I would have loved Marilyn Manson to... blow his snot all over.
I would have kicked his ass up and down that fucking stage, that nasty motherfucker.
I would have stabbed him with a H1N1
vaccine. I'm like, I would have... Shit. Here, take some vaccine and die, you fucking little fairy bastard.
Honestly, I don't give a fuck whether he had swine flu or not. You're fucking blowing your snot on me. You're still fucking.
It's on. You blow any. You blow any fucking body waste on me. That's your fucking ass. It's your fucking ass. You know I can't. Look. I'm a friend.
No, but how dumb are the people though? They're actually on the YouTube comments saying, you know, what an honor it would have been to get. Blown H1N1 virus.
And those are the same people that hit on certain activists' ex girlfriends because a certain activist's penis has been all up and through that shit. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about, but yeah.
You don't know.
You can guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, no, we don't have to bring that out. Today we're focused on mind control.
Yeah. you don't think that's mind control?
Yeah, we could do cult of personality another day.
Oh, well, Jesus.
I want to talk about this now.
Oh, yeah, you know.
But yeah, the
world. Oh, I could take
music videos.
I could taste Polish semen. Mmm. I feel so lucky.
What the?
All
right,
come
on. Oh, you still don't get it. Anyway. Alrighty, moving on. All right, the symbolism surrounding Lady Gaga is no blatant that one might wonder if it's all a sick joke. Illuminati symbolism is becoming so clear that analysis like this one becomes a simple exercise of pointing out the obvious. Her whole persona...
Yeah, so let me stop you right there,
go
actually, because that's the whole point. I mean, that's what really pisses me off about this whole thing, is that all this is, you know, these synchromistic analyses that we do, it's just pointing out the obvious. And then people left comments on some of our old blogs, the ones I did about the Spice Girls being, you know, manipulated mind control music. People were like, oh, you're just looking too deeply into it, or, you know, you're crazy. It's pretty obvious what the messages are once you actually point them out to people, and it's just sad. It's like, look, you know, there's Satan, there's the all-seeing eye, there's Skull and Bones, and people are like, no, it's not. You're just imagining things. It's like, hello, these symbols are right in front of you. But anyway, go on. It's just right in front of your face. That just really gets my.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get. I seriously don't. I find it funny. Or you're looking too deep into it. There's nothing more.
Like, we're just pointing out the obvious. It's like, look, Lady Gaga has blood on her face. Isn't that strange? And they're like, no, it's totally normal.
I'm like, this is not okay. This is absolutely not okay. Why are you going for this, you jerks?
The worst part of it is that the kids are loving it the most.
Yeah, just like on 9/11 when we went to go protest Jay-Z and educate his audience to come to the real 9/11 benefit concert. People were like, "Oh, you hating on Jay-Z, man? He's the first black entrepreneur to give back to his community, and he's this and that." You know,
not really
hating on him like that. I'm like, and meanwhile, this guy talking to us literally has a cardboard cutout of Jay-Z doing the triangle above his head.
You mean George Washington Carver didn't do shit? George Washington Carver didn't do shit.
I guess not.
If it wasn't for George Washington Carver, we wouldn't have.
Let's just rename every school the Jay-Z High School.
And have a big Masonic triangle.
The Rock Holla Academy. Oh man, I wonder where Dame Dash when you need. I wonder where's Dame Dash when you need him.
He actually just made. It's funny that you mentioned that. He actually just made one of the best albums I've heard in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
A band called the Black Keys and a bunch of some of the best MCs out. I'm talking about real MCs like Mos Def, Pharamunch.
Yo, speaking of MCs, man, KRS-One actually had a spotlight in yesterday's Metro newspaper. I was surprised.
Really?
They ran an article about how he's helping out all over the city through his, not just his music, but through his volunteerism. And the main focus of the article was that he hasn't lost his sense of homelessness, that he knows what it's like to struggle, and that's why he's out there doing his consciousness thing.
Well, he was homeless for a number of years.
Yeah, exactly. He talks about his own experience and how basically that prompted him to help other people.
Yeah.
But we can't, you know, let's not talk about that. Let's just be selfish. You know, let's wear Kanye shade glasses.
Which is the stupidest glasses I've ever seen. I mean, hey.
I know, right?
Jesus Christ. I mean, what the fuck are you, like, what the fuck is that? I just want to slap them shits off of them. I'm like, come on. Come on. You act like you got no mama. Oh, yeah, that's right. My bad.
Hey, you know that Kanye and Taylor Swift have the same agent?
They also shared the same test tube. They were created in the lab.
They also probably share the same bank account.
And AIDS needles.
And H1N1. But yeah, that whole thing, I believe that whole thing was staged also.
I mean, it's not just these recent shows either. I mean, it's like all these shows, man. I was just talking to that girl, Selena, actually, last night about the Victoria's Secret modeling show that they had on last night. Total mind control, total tyranny on the face of it, using women to sucker you in, first of all, for a whole night of television that's not worth watching. You know, if I really wanted to look at some gorgeous women, I would just turn on the internet and go to some porno website.
Damn, Skippy. And you never... And I'm really starting to think those have some Masonic things. Brazzers is Masonic, dude.
It's just really disgusting, man, how women especially are used to convince the society of a whole bunch of evil things. Like, you know, I really, I knew about product placement and stuff like that. You know, how beer companies, for instance, they use women to sell the beer or whatever. But it's really amazing not just intellectually, but spiritually to know that these people are really doing that. Because every time I walk to work and I walk by these bars and stuff and I see all these ads everywhere, and it's just really a mind fuck, man. It really disturbs me to no end how women are tied in with all these products. Oh, get the beer, you get the girl. Get the car, you'll get the girl. Get this hair product, you'll get the girl.
Listen to us and you'll get the girl. Do what we tell you to do and you'll get the girl.
Yeah, it's just...
Unfortunately, the thing...
I can't handle it anymore.
I'm sorry to cut you off. Unfortunately, what it looks like now is that even the girls are being warped into being ready for a guy to do all those things so that they can get them.
Yeah, exactly. Blame it on the goose. Got you feeling loose.
Exactly.
And the girls blame it on the handy.
It's all about catching chlamydia at 12 years old.
Or having five kids at 11.
Hey, you know, I got a friend who's I got a friend. I told her to stop dating a married man, but she's dating a married man, and his wife is her best friend. I don't get that shit.
What?
Yeah, I don't.
Say
I don't,
again?
I don't know. It has nothing to do with the price of rice in China. Forget it. That's something what? That. Yeah, don't worry about it. Moving on.
All righty,
blame it on the goose, blame it on the henny. I got my hand right on her fanny. Blame it on
Did
the
you say that Brazzers was alcohol. Masonic?
Yeah.
now we're going along with the mind control. So what's next on the?
When is reality?
Yeah, news for
yeah
second
we
hour.
Yeah we got yeah we got.
I'm actually heading home now. So I'll see you guys in a little bit.
Yeah, Brad.
Give me a text or a buzz. All
right, cool.
Mazel tov. Love you. So yeah, we go. No. What's up with Rihanna? Jesus Christ!
Well, that's it. Before we even get into the symbolism and all that shit, I mean, Rihanna just pisses me the fuck off. I mean, honestly,
what's she doing?
You got that? You got that guy? Benedicto saying how cute she is, and I mean,
I fucking hate his ass. I really do.
He's starting to piss me off more.
Yeah,
you know, it's really not. it's just disgusting. I mean, how do you... They're calling it emo hop or something, like, you know, gothic hip-hop. It's all bullshit. All of her songs are terrible. She's ugly as hell. She didn't make... You know, my friend was like, oh, she made it cool for women to have short hair. Are you kidding me? Women have had short hair forever. Rihanna didn't do anything.
Yeah, what about that hot chick from that show, VIP?
Except suck Satan's dick.
Yeah, what about that chick with the short hair from VIP? Remember that show? She was hot. Bang her out. That brunette. Forgot her name.
You mean Alias?
No, VIP, Valerie Irons Protection, you know, the one with Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, that was a good show.
Not really.
That was a good show.
Not really. But the chicks were hot.
That's what I mean.
Not really. Slow down.
Oh, man.
Yeah, what's her name? Now I'm trying to find it. Molly. there you go. Her name is Natalie Raitano.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one I'm talking about. Yeah, I'll hit that in a second.
Well.
So yeah, no. But I like.
We'll come back and finish up, I guess, on the other side. But
yeah.
Did we miss anything, or is that the last thing?
Yeah, that's the last thing. But we weren't done really getting into Rihanna. But we'll come back after these messages,
yeah,
and then afterwards we're gonna start the news and commentary, what's going on, and these nuts.
This segment of the Crutchout Radio Show is sponsored by No Sweat, 100% union made apparel. Just check them out. Go to thecrutchoutradioshow.com and click the top banner. That is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crutchout Radio Show sent you.
Whether you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
This holiday season, instead of thinking of which fucking iPod to buy and rushing to stores and crushing Walmart employees, here's something to think about. Read from the Citizens Rulebook, a summary of the Communist Manifesto. Communist Manifesto represents a misguided philosophy which teaches the citizens to give up their rights for the sake of the common good. But it always ends in a police state. This is called preventative justice. Control is the key concept.
These are 10 points to look out.
Abolition of private property. Heavy progressive income tax. Abolition of all rights of inheritance. Confiscation of property of all immigrants and rebels. A central bank. Government control of communications and transportation. Government ownership of factories and agriculture. Government control of labor. Corporate farms. Regional planning. Government control of education. Can anyone see this happening now? In the United States. In the Constitutional Republic of the United States. Something to think about. Happy holidays from the Crotchshot Radio Show.
When you visit the Crotchshot Radio Show website, please make it a habit to click on two or three of the small Google ads. Google pays Crotchshot Radio a few cents per click-through. We know that Google is a mainstream outlet, but we are using their tools in order to spread the truth. Please visit CrotchShotRadio.com every day.
Are you tired of all the bullshit in the world? The time for political correctness is over. Listen to the Crotchshot Radio Show, hosted by Louis B. with Benny Carnero and Enemy Combatant, live Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern on CrotchShotRadio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com. Save money with exclusive restaurant specials. No more busy signals, waiting on hold, or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order which you can redeem for prices. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Out Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com. Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter. Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
1, 2, ready, go.
Obama, 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 Obama.
Cause I got a crush on Obama.
He's Barack Obama, he's on to save the day.
Yes, he can, yes.
Yes,
we can.
This is Glenn Z. Are you sick and tired of all the mindless Obama worship in the mainstream media? If so, please consider visiting my website, www.wearechangenewjersey.org.
You can see that an aircraft crashing into the World Trade Center would probably not do anything.
There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out a new world order.
Blowing the lid off the sacred myth. 9/11/2001, A Space Odyssey, a Glenn Zarmanoff film, coming winter 2009.
In the name of
I choose death before dishonor. I'd rather die than live down on my knees. Bury me like a soldier.
Let my day get up.
Jesus Christ. Fucking assholes. Fucking assholes. Nah, I commented on the Beyonce and Lady Gaga's video phone music video. I said Beyonce plus Lady Gaga equals NWO whores. Someone commented, learn how to spell before you try to talk about somebody. Crotch Out Radio plus reply on YouTube equals Kumon classes. What? And I'm like checking my spelling to see. I'm checking my spelling. I'm like, I didn't spell not one goddamn word wrong. I spelled Beyonce correctly. And then I kind of figured, I replied, I didn't misspell anything, you cocksucking follower. Go drink Jim Jones Kool-Aid. And then I realized, wait a minute, NWO is an acronym for New World Order, you stupid ass. God, idiots. Learn how to spell. You spelled new wrong. Seriously, there's still people that do not know what NWO stands for? Still? Really?
They think it's a wrestling thing.
Oh my! And I spelled that wrong. Oh God! Damn it! Yeah, damn. Damn asses. They're dumb asses. So oh man. So, anyways, back to Rihanna. With like I said, I was watching her new video. A Russian roulette. By Rihanna. And the shit really disturbed me because it's talking about suicide. Why is it? I mean, look,
Beautiful nightmare.
Yeah, I mean, look, we were talking about Disturbed. Disturbed is talking about leaving someone behind, someone who's killed themselves, that how it affects the people that are left behind. But this her song Rihanna is talking about how
And she's always wearing black, she's always wearing, you know, like a gothic clothing or lace or like black lipstick or something.
No, but how she's accepted, she's accepted getting killed. She's accepted this shit. Like it's all gravy, like, yeah, I've accepted that I'm gonna die, go ahead and kill me. She, like, it shows her getting shot, it shows her getting about to get run over by a car, and she's just accepted the fact, she's accepted the fact that she's gonna die. No, first of all, real patriots, yeah, you know what, there's probably gonna be a time where you're gonna have to die for your cause, or protecting yourself, or protecting your family, but don't make it easy for them. They want your money. Once they have all your money, what's next? They're gonna want your life. And you know what? If your life is all that, people gotta start remembering that life has value. Shit.
No, it doesn't. You're a conspiracy theorist. Life doesn't have value. Evolution. We're all evolved out of nothing, and we're all gonna die. And life is meaningless, Louis.
Yeah. No. But you know, seriously. Even
there's,
if they
there's no God.
Even if there was something, if there was something to this whole evolution, I do believe if there was something that to this evolution, that it was caused. That there was, it was done by somebody with intelligence.
It's very simple. God created the universe, and he is apart from it. He set up certain laws, and he gave us consciousness, sentience, so that we could make our own decisions. So we do have some free will, but ultimately we operate under the laws of the universe. And God doesn't judge, because God exists outside of his creation. He is perfect. He doesn't need the material world. He is purely spiritual. And because we're fallen, we have incarnated in these material bodies just so we could learn the fact that we're not the body. We are the spirit. We are the soul. And that's what people really don't get it about this info war, is that it's not just a mental battle. This really is a spiritual battle of good versus evil, because it's not just a war on for your mind. It's a war on for your body and a war on for your soul.
Yeah. Well, okay, well, either way. But it's just, this shit, like, I hate music, I hate these videos that is like, yeah, I accept death, you do with what you wish to me. And I'm like, whoa, asshole, no, your life has value, you scumbags. Don't do that. Don't do that.
No, it doesn't.
Don't do that.
Doesn't.
It's like, this is why, like, you know, this is why I can't date little girls. I mean, and by little girls, I mean like 18, you know, the youngest I'll go now is probably 23.
Yeah, because see, the whole society programs our young women to be, you know, objects. Just like I was, it's in my video that I just released on YouTube, those Svetka vodka ads, where the woman is a robot. You know, it's all about roboticizing the female, making the woman into an object so that she doesn't have any emotions, so she's just a fuck toy. And, you know, that's why we're in the position we are in right now, because we don't respect women, we don't communicate from one gender to another, and we just have this perpetual bullshit going on where, you know, the women set themselves up for destruction, and then they wonder why they're being abused.
I mean, yeah, this is the thing. I mean, this is why, I mean, I've had this discussion with you many times, and a lot of my other guy friends. Like, look, women like a guy that treats them like crap because they don't value themselves, but if a guy treats them with value, like how they're supposed to treat them, they don't know how to act, and they turn around and start, you know.
Yeah, they're like, oh, you know, I can't take a compliment because you don't really mean that, or, you know, I'm insecure. It's like, geez, just why is everyone so miserable all the time? Well, because, You know, there's your answer, because they're watching all these stupid music videos that tell them to kill themselves or accept death.
Yeah, I mean, look, we had Friar, what's her name? We have a sexy young lady in the chat room, Friar Hawk. She goes, what about Disturbed? But Disturbed, they do have a song about suicide, but they talk about how the person that's left behind is in pain and he's contemplating killing himself to be with the person that he loves.
Mm-hmm. My iPhone broke. I think I'm gonna jump out the window now.
Yeah, I think I just stepped in it. So, Devin won't go to heaven. She's just another lost soul to be. Man, again, what's that song called? Because I think I just realized something that maybe Disturbed does have some. Because he there one of in that song talking about talking to the devil in order to give your soul to me. Devin lies beyond this portal. Take the word of one immortal. Give your soul to me for eternity.
Oh, God.
Release your life to begin another time with her. Yeah, wait a minute. Yeah, maybe there is something Masonic about Disturbed. Oh, shit. It's everywhere.
Yeah, no, I was watching this thing, the song that John Paul, actually, from We Are Change New York, sent me. Chris Brown, Fallen Angel, is all about Lucifer.
Mm.
The Fallen Angel. It's amazing, man. It really is everywhere.
But I think I gotta look at all of them.
Maybe the reason Chris Brown smacked that bitch Rihanna is because she wasn't devilish enough.
Ah, fuck! Now I'm looking at their other song, and now I'm just realizing it. All right, okay, this is their song, "The Night." What has come over me? What madness has taken over my heart? To run away, the only answer, pulling me away to fall upon the night. The source of my recovery, sweet shadow taking hold of my light. Another day has been devoured, calling me away, begging me to question why. For saving me from all they've taken, letting my armor fall again, giving me the strength to face them, feeling it taking over now, on a path to take it all away. There can be no better way of knowing, in a world beyond controlling. Are you going to deny the Savior in front of your eyes? Oh, okay, wait a minute. Wait. Okay, what do you think? Huh.
If you listen, mm-hmm. If you listen to the song, most of the time, the beat or the instrumental makes it seem innocuous because, you know, oh, it's just a catchy little tune, blah, blah, blah. But then you read the lyrics, or you really isolate the words by themselves, and you start to realize, holy crap, this is maybe a little bit deeper than just about shaking your ass.
Yeah. The source of my felicity, dark maiden taking hold of my hand, leading me away from hibernation, strong and unafraid, never a question why. There can be no better way of knowing, in a world beyond controlling, stir into the night, power beyond containing. Are you going to remain a slave for the rest of your life? Give in to the night. Ah, shit.
Illuminati, you'll never break my soul.
Yeah, what song is that?
Your new world order. Yeah, here, let me look that up for you, actually. We can use that to play out the show.
Yeah, I like that song. I've been trying to find it like crazy.
It's called, fuck. No, it's not called fuck.
I was about to say, like,
let me,
is it?
Oh, look what we have here. I just signed on to YouTube, and look what the first thing came up. Lady Gaga interview on Ellen DeGeneres.
Ah.
Now, this should be good right here.
No, thank you. Wait. A curse.
Hold on. Let me send this to you. right now. I want to watch this as soon as we end the show, because I don't think we have time to play this clip. But yeah, Lady Gaga is everywhere. I think she's Italian or Sicilian, something like that. You know, she's not a bad-looking girl, and I wouldn't say she's talented. She is very, you know, she has some good managers, obviously. She has some good choreographers that help her out with all the videos and stuff she does. But
shit.
It's really sad to see her using this...
Yeah.
This is an outlet.
Ah, damn it. Disturbed is Masonic. I mean, the song is called... The song is called Inside the Fire. Oh, Devin won't go to heaven. She's just another lost soul about to be mine again. Leave her. We will receive her. It's beyond your control. Will you ever meet again? Devin, no longer living... Who had been rendered unwhole as a little child. She was taken, then forsaken. You will remember it all. Let it blow your mind again. Devin lies beyond this portal. Take the word of one immortal. Give your soul to me for eternity. Release your life to begin another time with her. End your grief with me. There's another way. Release your life. Take your place inside the fire with her. Wow.
Here we go. I got the song for you, Louie.
Wow. Sever, now and forever. You're just another lost soul about to be mine. Oh, crap. Am I going to have to stop listening to Disturbed? Damn.
I think we're all going to hell at this point.
Yeah, but I'm not. Yo, I ain't killing myself. Fuck y'all. I'm homicidal. I'm not suicidal. I'm gonna kill somebody before I kill myself. Fuck that shit. Let them motherfuckers come at me. Assholes. They think they got me, huh? Motherfuckers.
I mean, this is really what woke me up to the New World Order. Before I got into government-sponsored terrorism and the left-right paradigm...
I thought you were going to find the rest song. Of it.
I got it right here, actually. I just... What first made me question our existence as humans on this planet was... the fact that all this music was just pure mind control. And I'm like, why is everyone so dumb? You know, why are they attracted to all these horrible, horrible messages when there's so much beautiful music out there with, you know, with passion and creativity and instrumentation and all the love and sweat and tears that went into creating all these beautiful songs, and people don't want to listen to that. They would rather listen to a catchy hook about... you know, vodka or bottles being popped, or you know what really gets my goat, Louie?
What got your back?
Oh my goodness!
Speaking
this new song, I'm gonna have to look this up too because I don't even know the name of it. The chorus goes, "Call me Mr. Flintstone, I can make your bed rock."
Jesus
and
Christ!
And I'm just and I'm like,
really?
Open sexual innuendo, and this is what today's children are listening to.
No,
with all these overly hypersexualized choruses about, you know, sucking on some ass or fucking that bitch. You know, it's like, give me a fucking break. No wonder kids have no morals.
You know, at least back in my day, we had to, in order to hear music like that, we had to listen to the Boricua anthem. Ay, cuando yo cogí, Robbie Robb's Boricua anthem. Remember that song? Venga mi gente, señoras y señores, latinos del mundo, ya tú sabes. Te-re-re-re. Este nene tiene que tejer yo, porque sabes que yo quiero. Y a tirar la cama, ¡juá! Hasta mal la mañana. No. Throw in the bed until tomorrow. Bang! ¡Juá! You know what I mean? No? Never, no one's heard of that? Hello? And enemy combatant is gone. Unless he's staying quiet. Looks like there was another thing there going on there.
Yeah. And how you doing? No, I'm just combing through these songs. I got the song lined up for you. The band is called Gamma Ray. And it's actually a combination of two songs. That actual one I was talking about is the introduction to a song called Dethrone Tyranny, which is exactly what we're trying to do.
Ooh.
And the name of the album is called No World Order.
Ah.
So here you go. Load this up in the chamber right before the break, and then we can get into some news and commentary.
Some news. All right, we're going to... Yes. Oh, is this... What
there
version?
You go.
What version is that? Oh. Oh. Ah, fantastic. Wunderbar. Wunderbar. Alrighty. I'm probably going to have to download this twice, one in MP3, because I'm going to want to listen to this. Gamma Ray. You know what? At least, hey, you know. You know, at least there's still Megadeth.
Oh, I love fucking Megadeth.
Oh, Megadeth.
And
at least.
I loved them before they released this new album, and I love them now that they have released their new Endgame album.
And get, oh, don't forget, their album, United Abominations. 7 years of famine, the war is at my door. It was predicted years ago that there is no more.
To Vortex in the chat, Alex Jones actually interviewed Dave Mustaine when the album came out. That's how I found out about it. I mean, I was always a fan of Megadeth, but then I realized, hey, they're really going all out. You know, I better support these guys. So definitely something to support, especially heavy metal, man, because heavy metal started out as a do-it-yourself kind of rebellious nature. But now a lot of that music has sold out as well, so it's good to see Dave Mustaine is keeping it real.
Yeah. When keeping it real goes too far, but with Dave Mustaine, keeping it real means kicking the New World Order in the balls.
Yeah, most people keep it Rihanna.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to try to get Dave Mustaine on the show. That would be fucking fantastic if we got Dave Mustaine on the show.
Let's get freaking Beyonce and then chloroform her ass and rape her in the back room.
Ew. No, I'm not going to jail for Rihanna. I mean, for Beyonce. Be Rihanna.
Let's waterboard her until she confesses all the Masonic secrets.
There you go.
And maybe finger her a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie.
I bet you'd like that though.
I'd get a feel. I would take a feel ski. With my penis.
So are we pretty much done with the Rihanna aspect, or?
Yeah, pretty much. What we're gonna be doing now. Oh, yeah, delicious.
Yeah, the bottom line is don't buy any of their albums. Don't listen to that crap, you know.
And if you're going to...
Take off the blinders and start listening to real music.
Exactly. But if you want to listen to their music, download it off of Pirate Bay. Fuck them. Don't give them any money.
or do so at your own peril, at your own discretion, because don't say you weren't warned. I mean, if you end up killing someone or killing yourself because Rihanna told you to do so, that's just funny.
Yeah, and you know what? We will laugh at you for killing yourself because Rihanna told you to do it, and Rihanna still...
Before we go, I wanted to mention, actually, I started saying it earlier, but I never said it. This listener in the chat had a good comment.
Mm-hmm.
It said, Vortex said, "Why?" Why don't we just have pyramid-shaped schools so kids can jump out the window and slide down to their death?
Wow. Woo! Oh, damn. Woo! Oh. Whee!
And Firehawk says, I need to tune in more often. This is fun. Thank you, Firehawk.
Thank you, Firehawk. We need a lot. We need more chicks listening to the show. Makes us legitimate.
Oh, it is a girl.
Yes. Allegedly.
Well, very.
Yeah, I need
fiery indeed.
Yes. And if you would like to, all booby pics go to crackshotradio@yahoo.com. Yes, she is. Boobies.
Very nice.
Boobies. I like boobies.
So maybe we can make some,
boobies?
Maybe we can make some music videos that, yes, of our own.
Hey, I'm still working on me making some techno music with Fruity Loops. Fucking hard as hell.
No. I meant music videos with hot-ass bitches shaking their ass in the background. You know, I mean, not even.
Yeah, if we're gonna do that, that's just gonna be for my private collection. Oh wait, okay, she's gonna check. Yep, she's still a chick, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. All right, thank you. Yeah, please send proof. Yes, we're gonna need some proof, and it better not be from Brazzers.
Oh, we got somebody in the chat room calling themselves Aleister Crowley.
We got Aleister Crowley up in here. Death to Aleister Crowley.
Thank you for the 9/11 ritual, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
We enjoyed that one.
Not really, but the show is just we got Aleister Crowley. Thank you. Yeah, from Beyond the Grave.
Yes, it's in my movie 2001: A Space Odyssey about the magical ritual that Aleister Crowley helped set up in the money. Anywho, Death to False, Hip Hop Indeed, and
fuck
the Illuminati and their mind control program.
Pretty much. Fuck Aleister Crowley for putting a hex on us all. These nuts, Aleister. Anyways.
All right, break time?
Yes, break time. Here we go. This is the Crowd Shop Radio Show, kicking the issues in the balls.
This segment of the Crowd Shop Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat, 100% union-made apparel. Just check them out. Go to thecrowdshopradioshow.com and click the top banner. That is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crowd Shop Radio Show sent you.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
This holiday season, instead of thinking of which fucking iPod to buy and rushing to stores and crushing Walmart employees, here's something to think about. Read from the Citizens Rulebook, a summary of the Communist Manifesto. Communist Manifesto represents a misguided philosophy which teaches the citizens to give up their rights for the sake of the common good. But it always ends in a police state. This is called preventative justice. Control is the key concept.
These are 10 points to look out.
Abolition of private property. Heavy progressive income tax. Abolition of all rights of inheritance. Confiscation of property of all immigrants and rebels. A central bank. Government control of communications and transportation. Government ownership of factories and agriculture. Government control of labor. Corporate farms, regional planning, government control of education. Can anyone see this happening now in the United States, in the Constitutional Republic of the United States? Something to think about. Happy holidays from the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
We'll be right back.
Hello. Hello. Testing, testing.
Hey, we got disconnected. The music stopped.
Hey, Benny, how you doing? Welcome back to the Crash Out Radio Show. Hey. How you doing?
Like those Weibos?
Do you like Weibos in your mouth?
No.
Yeah, I bet you like that with some olive oil going down your throat.
Weibo Splash, for the man who shaves his Weibos.
Okay.
Oh, you fucking... He ripped that off of fucking Pablo Francisco.
No, I didn't rip it. If you would give me another second to speak, I would have called him.
No, already a couple seconds fucking passed you, Carlos Mencia. Get the fuck out of here. He was going to roll with that like it was his.
Right. The fact that you recognize it means...
I see that you work for the CIA too, huh? Probably do. Seem to know too much.
Yeah.
Yo, Benny.
Seem to know a little too much there, Glenn.
Yo, Benny, my boy Tone wanted to talk to you.
Who?
Tone. Yeah, fucking behave yourself, okay? Okay, Guido? Hey, well, we're doing news and comments.
I'm glad we all know who Pablo Francisco is. Moving on.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Oh, man. So, anyways.
So, Benny, what do you think about music nowadays? Is hip hop dead? Is hip hop really on the radio? What's your opinion?
Actually a pretty good point. This hip hop said. I mean, look, unlike other genres don't die. The reason why is they're based on instruments, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing what kind of sounds you can create, right? But hip hop is based on lyrics. There's always so many lyrics you can create. Especially when you have to spit out so much at a time. So, like, in 2 minutes, you've already kicked or whatever so many rhymes that you can't use again. It, as opposed to someone like, let's say, Chris Daughtry. Chris Daughtry, if you look at his lyrics, it's probably like a paragraph. So he has infinite sources of lyrics because he's not using a whole bunch.
Mm-hmm.
But then they use a lot. That's what they base it on. So that's why certain rappers have burned out. Because their repertoire is only so much. It's like, how many things can you rhyme gat with? Gat, bat, lap, you know?
The gat in the hat.
So that's why it gets tired and it gets played and it just dies out. Because there's only so much you can do. As opposed to other genres of Test of the Time, because they're based on musical instruments and lyrics. Well, rap is just rap. And it's a lot of rehash, too. Hip hop samples a lot of shit from other genres,
mm-hmm.
So that's what kind of kills it too. It's not a unique art form.
Well, I think it is a very unique art form. It just
a lot of sampling, and a lot of reuse of other artists' vocals and sampling their voices. It's just that's why it gets
played. It creates a new medium, though.
No, I understand that, but it's still the same fucking song that. For example, that song, I Want to Be Forever Young, right? I don't know if a lot of people know that. I want to be forever, right? You know that song, Jay-Z, really remixed it or whatever, or put his own spin on it? And it's still the basis of I Want to Be Forever Young is still in there. So it's nothing that fresh. There's nothing new to it. He didn't create nothing.
Well, I mean, what do you think about other music that's in the mainstream? Isn't that also played out, a lot of what they're talking about?
As far as what, like regular music?
Yeah, like rock, pop music.
Yeah, I mean, it's commercial bullshit that they just want you to dance to or just to, like, get hooked on, and while you're driving your car, you start... Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
I mean, since it just came on, like, what comes to your mind... Like, what's the first thing that you think about when you think about, like...
Music?
You're just, like, corny-ass, mainstream, like, mind control crap.
Yeah,
what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Just to pass time. You know, it's like if you're driving and you're going on a long distance, you just want to put something on. That's all.
I'm saying, like, what stands out in your mind, though? Like, what's the number one thing people are listening to these days? Besides Rihanna, we were just talking about that.
Lady Gaga, Chris Poetry, just something with a beat, just simple lyrics, something catchy. I mean, nowadays you can get people to fucking sing the ABCs. We dumbed down the society, so therefore songs now are just anything goes and then it's whatever it is. For example, like the movies. They dumbed down the movies so much that if you don't dumb down yourself, you won't enjoy it. So that's what I'm trying to say with the music. If you're going to go in there and be this aristocrat and have all these standards and what's music and what's not, you're not going to enjoy it. So sometimes you just got to let go and just, you know, go along with it.
We got Aleister Crowley in the chat room.
I'm saying with music,
yeah,
right. It's not what it used to be, because before music was structured, created.
So is there anything good left on the radio or in the mainstream?
I don't know. It's all garbage.
It's all garbage, right? Yeah, I agree.
The only album, the last good album that I appreciated was the Black Album from Jay-Z. Because he started to talk about social commentary. But then again, how foolish is that when he was selling crack and telling people to sell crack and all that bullshit, and he still says it now? So it's like, you already did the damage and you want to clean up? No, I don't believe in that. Fuck that. If you was a killer all your life, and then all of a sudden you wanted to save a life or two, what about all the lives you took anyways? What do you think, is it going to balance out? No. It's like if you was a fucking dictator all your life, and then the last 5 years, you decided to be the champion for human rights. No, the fuck out of here. He was a murderer. And that's what Jay-Z's trying to do. And he's still pushing bad ideals to blacks. Telling them, oh, if you rap, you'll make money. That's about it.
That's what this guy was telling us. Well, I was talking about this anecdote. How
I swear
this,
to God, if I
guy,
see one more motherfucker trying to sell me his
Garden.
CD for $5 on the street, saying how
and
his flow
like,
is sick.
Yeah, he was like, "Oh, Jay-Z started a shoe company. He helped out so many people. He gave them jobs." And I'm like, "Listen, man, Jay-Z is exploiting the 9/11 tragedy to sell his new album, and that's why he came up with this shit 8 years after the fact." You know, if he really cared, he would have said something sooner. And now it's all, you know, oh, Jay-Z loves New York. Jay-Z is the symbol of New York. Get the fuck
Well, think about
man.
It. You remember that song, Welcome to New York City? The home of the Twin Towers? The minute the Twin Towers dropped, they pumped that out because Cameron had just joined Rocafeller Records with Jay-Z, and at that time, Cameron was a big deal. And he was, and Joel Santana was coming up, and the Dipset crew and Jim Jones and all of that bullshit, and that was the first thing they came up with, was mentioning the Twin Towers in a song. It's a lot of sensationalism. That's why there's no feeling. There's nothing to it.
Mm-hmm.
But you just listen to it, and that's it. Mm-hmm. And I don't walk away and walk stunned and say, oh my God, that song moved me. No, it's garbage.
Well, I'm glad we're all in agreement on that, because it seems like, I mean, at least this is my own experience. I don't know how you feel. Like, you could obviously turn it off or walk away from it, do whatever. But when I hear this stuff, sometimes it's unavoidable. Like at my job, I work in a supermarket, so when I'm in the back and I'm washing dishes or I'm in the loading area, or because the music they play over the main speaker isn't that kind of stuff. It's like, you know, easy listening. But in the back, they have the radio on. They have, like, KTU or Hot 97 on. And it's just, I feel like my IQ drops a few points every time I hear the radio.
Yeah, it's just whatever, you know. There's nothing to cry home about. And, you know, it's whatever sells, because it's marketing and all of that music. It's just created for people to buy shit.
This is Stomp 'em in the Nuts by Jay-Z on Hot 97, the home of the hip hop.
Look, come on with this. Easy has gotten to the point where whatever alcohol he mentions, people are going to buy. That's how much of a marketer he is, or marketing agent, or whatever you want to call that. That whatever, just his utterance of an alcohol, the sales will go up.
Maybe we should get him to sing about Crowd Shop Radio.
And I guess that's the final, I guess that's the point here is people can organize themselves to go to the local liquor store and buy pizza and have a party, but they can't organize themselves to take back their country.
They sell pizza at the liquor store now?
Proper,
yeah. I was like, what liquor store? What pizza are you eating from?
Well, I'm just saying, people can organize parties, you know, but they can't organize freaking political action to take back the government.
Because it's like, look, I had a conversation with somebody the other day, right? Mm-hmm. Imagine. Just a regular person. Enlightened, whatever you want to call them. And look, it's like this. If you don't have these systems of control, you know, when we're talking about religion, government, work, whatever, that, in his opinion, and I agree with him, that most people are too dumb to even run their lives. You understand? So you kind of need these mechanisms, like even the music. The music guides people's lives. For example, like all the rap and all the gangster shit. Guys really listen to it and they're like, yo, yeah, my life's fucked up, so I'm going to go out there and go get that money. You understand? Mm-hmm. So it's like teaching them. It's like school. It's like your daily lesson.
No, because for real, I'm at my job, and all these guys, I mean, it's not racist. Yeah, I know, I apologize if it comes off the way, but most of these coworkers of mine are Hispanic, and they know every single word to these freaking songs. They're just mouthing the lyrics, and I'm like, how do you memorize this crap? It's so mindless.
I kiss the girl, and I like the taste of her cherry chapstick. I kiss the girl just to try it. I hope my boyfriend don't mind it. It was so right, it felt so wrong. She's gonna be my bitch tonight. I kissed her girl. Wait, hello? What?
But I'm talking about
tell me why.
Like,
do we build castles in the sky? Oh, tell
me
why.
You know what's the funny part,
too, though?
It's a real funny part. Because half the time they recite the lyrics, and they don't even know what they're saying.
Yeah. No, exactly. It's like they're just the words almost
like... Allegiance. Half the people in this country don't know what the Pledge of Allegiance is really about.
It's really amazing. It's almost like they're zombies. Like you said, the words are going into their ear and automatically coming out of their mouth.
Yeah,
you know, it's like they just...
The lyrics go into their rear and it comes out their mouth. Okay, I get it.
Ear.
The rear. Yeah, I know, I heard you.
Just look.
Yeah, no, you're hearing things.
Look, it's the same thing when you do a credit card application.
Okay.
You know people don't understand the terms and limitations. They don't understand them. It's the same thing with the mortgages. These people are dumb. Most people are dumb. That's why, look, I know you don't like it, Lewis don't like it, I don't like it.
Who?
But a system of control is somewhat unavoidable. It's really difficult to stomach that, and until we do...
Yeah, but this is an all-pervasive system where our very thoughts are being controlled, where if you think something differently than everybody else, that's a crime. Or you don't like JD, you know, you're going to get tased.
No. But that's the way... I'm telling you, this system has been created thousands and thousands of years ago. I'm telling you, I'm completely non-religious. But I know the Bible pretty well. Why? Because I had to go to school to learn that garbage. So it's still in my head.
Right.
And I still catch myself saying, oh my God, oh, I swear to God. So imagine.
And I do, you say that a lot. I say, like, I swear to God.
Seriously, so it's still in there. Even if you try to break away, that's just it's programmed into you.
As an Italian, how many godchildren do you have?
As a stick, how many son-in-laws do you have?
A lot.
Yeah. That's what I thought. You know,
well, gentlemen, how are we going to end the show? Because I don't think we have time to get to all these articles I have. It's just too much.
Just finish the convo.
Yeah.
And have Louis through his failed attempts at trying to be funny.
I have to take this phone call, so I'll just hang in the background for a second.
Because, Lou, you've been bombing like Waziristan, like...
Oh, so sorry. Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I shut my mouth. That was pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. See.
You
see.
Penis.
You. Why do you always make me having to make you have to slap you down? It's like you say, "Daddy, please spank me." I mean, come on.
No, I'm not gonna lie. That was pretty funny. So,
okay. All right. Yeah. I always gotta put you to bed, you know? It's getting annoying. It's like you think after I punch you in the nose a couple times you learn your lesson, but no. Here you come, you get up like a goddamn zombie. It's like, nah, I'm like, come on. fucking relax. So
what else is going on in the world of Beachos? Beachos and Weibos.
Why do you always talk about cocks and balls all the time? That's all you do. It's like that's like the only Spanish you're willing to talk. It's like cocks and balls. I'm like, okay.
Well, what other Spanish I gotta say? La migra?
No. La migra. I'm not afraid of la migra because la migra ain't looking for me. They'll deport your ass before they deport mine. So,
they're coming to get you, boy.
No,
they're going back
for the
temple, you fucking
hibaro.
No,
that's what the show descends into by the end. We get mind control ourselves.
Yeah, we do. Yes, we do.
Yeah, but really though, to finish out, I mean, on my part anyway, I just want to say, check out the blog. Really big things popping, little things stopping.
Really.
I mean, for real, though, there's a lot of great news up there, a lot of great original videos and original articles that I'm working on, too.
Yeah, I'm still... I got some original articles coming out in the chamber, especially some recent developments. As some of you may know that have been listening for a while, my crusade for transparency in We Are Changing New York, some new developments broke. So we're gonna start calling that Penis Gate, Penis Vagina Gate, I guess. Vagina Gate? I don't know. What should we name it?
What about Pastor Manning?
Pastor Manning. We're gonna try to get Pastor Manning back on, but I don't know how because he
faith to save him.
Live from death row, Pastor Manning.
Oh, don't say that. Don't say that.
No, but come on, what the hell is wrong with you, Glenn?
Don't say
that. Books about Pastor Manning. Pastor Manning is a genius.
Nah, he's hilarious, though, isn't he? Isn't he the man?
You niggas are crazy!
He is a comic genius, though. He should go into stand-up.
He is. That's the thing.
He doesn't even try to be funny, though. He's like, you niggas are crazy! You can just tell how fed up he is. I'm pretty sure he walks around Harlem just
because he had this one video where he was like, I'm not an African-American. I don't want to be one of you. You gotta see that shit, man.
I don't want to be an ignorant motherfucker. I'm pretty sure he just walks around. He's like, he sees some a dude with his pants around his ankles. He just like, are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? And this is what people think of when they think of black people: ignorant motherfuckers with their pants around their. I'm pretty sure he slugs. He pulls black men over and he beats them like.
No, but then the guy with his pants down turns around and it turns out he's getting head, so it's all good.
No.
But the best one was they were talking about they were gonna kill him, right? And he's like, you can't even pay child support, and you're gonna come kill me. He ain't got the nerve. He needs the love.
He's like,
you can't even pay your child support.
He's like, I am now under investigation thanks to the long-legged Mac Daddy.
Yeah, we need to get him. We need to get him back on. He's fucking fantastic. Yes.
No, go ahead.
Anyone who's willing to freaking put stick a mirror in society's face and kick him in the balls. I respect.
Yeah, you know how many black friends got pissed off when I showed them? This is before Obama got elected. When I showed him the Pastor Manning videos warning people not to vote for Obama, they're like, man, you know, he's just a hater. He doesn't have any congregation. It's probably just him by himself in that little room filming it.
Actually, we
you
got,
know,
we
but
really...
he, you know, he has a lot of good things to say, though.
Yo, we really gotta make a trip to go see him. Yo, let's go hit up his church.
Let's do it while wearing long legged Mac Daddy T-shirts.
If they make it for my fat ass, I mean, shit.
They don't make anything for your fat ass. You'll probably just have to put on a muumuu. That's as long as.
So yo, to close out,
I'm not that fat. I can still wear pants. I'm not that fat. A muumuu. I meant you just said muumuu.
I just look. I'm seeing it. It says. Says new defeat for same-sex marriage. I'm sorry, Lou.
Did he just hang up? He just hung up. We're saying that you fucking faggot. That faggot.
You got jerked. Pun intended.
Oh, you.
Anyway,
the guineas these days.
Check out the blog. Don't forget to watch Jesse Ventura's TV show Conspiracy Theory tonight. I believe it's actually already begun, or either at 6 or 7. On True TV, which is an affiliate of Time Warner Cable, he's going to be talking about HARP and radio frequencies and mind manipulation and weather manipulation also. And it's the first in his new series about conspiracy theories. Also, the Federal Reserve is running scared, actually. Ben Bernanke has to defend his position and the Fed's actions over the past year as he gets reappointed, his confirmation. And this is the funniest thing ever. I'll just leave you with this. Bankers ready for civil unrest. We have an article up there now from Bloomberg News talking about how Goldman Sachs bankers have now begun buying guns and ammunition to protect themselves against the public. So, enjoy the revolution. Or, if you're a mindless Obamanoid, enjoy Kanye West. Have a nice day.
Exactly. Yo, definitely hit us up on Twitter, on Facebook, MySpace. We're all there. Our links are there. Just go to crotchoutradio.com, where to find us. We make it really easy. Definitely check out my boy Glenn Z's video, 9/11, conspiracy theory, A Space Odyssey, at crotchoutradio.com/videos. If you want to listen to some music, we got some kick-ass unsigned artists. Go to crotchoutradio.com/music. Definitely click on the ads. Click on the ads. Logo Nerds is fantastic. They're currently creating our logo right now. So that way, almost everything we promote here, we use ourselves. Especially Hiker's Peak Oil by MyTrueEssence.net. Actually, I don't smoke tobacco, but, you know, I'm pretty sure that's better than the tobacco you see. Probably a lot cheaper than the tobacco. You just roll it yourself, and you probably last a lot longer.
Roll your own cigarettes, if anything.
Yeah, I mean, look, definitely, if you're going to get tobacco, don't buy any tobacco from the stores, because they probably have the poisons, which are known to fucking cause cancer.
It's got H1N1 in it.
Exactly. But Christy has...
Can I mention one more thing?
He's still on.
You see...
Shut the fuck up, you fucking guinea. I always got to fucking put him down. I always got to fucking put him down, you know?
You
like a fucking horse. Yeah. Yeah, what you got to say?
You see Louis B's mama celebrate.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. You know, I gotta smack him down sometime. We gotta end the show. So, yeah, why?
Because that whole visit for.
Yeah. If you want to see Benny Carnero, he's currently on his knees trying to make some extra money because he's currently, you know, he's tired of getting paid from the government. The government has finally cut him off. You know, as much as he hates black people, he lives like one. So, like a ghetto black person. So, definitely check him out. He's on, He's on Grand Conway.
You can find him on the block.
You can find him on the block around Grand Concourse on his knees. You know, he works with his hands on his mouth and sometimes his ass for the right price. So, yeah, definitely check him out. This has been the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Hit us up, check us out Friday, 5 p.m. we're going to have an open discussion. We're going to be talking about everything and everything, and including the gapeness of Benny Carnero's ass. Any last words, Benny? You there?
Yeah, you beat Joe.
Really? Yes, yeah. That's right. So I am. That's why I am a cock. That's right. You're calling me a cock. You're calling me a cock in Spanish because you know why? Because I fuck pussies and assholes, okay? Yeah. Thank you for calling me a cock. I'm strong like bull.
So
what's
on for Friday? Just a music show?
Yeah, music, open discussion, everything and everything, you know. Just
everything
it.
All in one.
Yeah, we're probably do an extra hour just to throw it all in. Also, definitely check out Kev's show, American Reality Check Show, at 8 p.m. tonight. You go to Kev, you want to listen to Kev's show, you can check him out at crotchoutradio.com/other shows, or you can go directly to his chat, which is talkshoe.com/TC/29521. That's tonight at 8. He's going to be talking about Keeping Kids Safe Ministries. He's going to have someone on there about that, I guess. So, Kev, there's something going on about New York about them kicking out some sex offenders and shit. If you want to look that up in New York, I forgot the full story, but definitely check that out, Kev, if you're in there. So, this has been the Crotch Shot Radio Show. As always, fuck the New World Order, and if you don't believe me, fuck you too.